Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Hey. Oh. It's 6:42. Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. It's Monday.
We're in the Star Wars bar. That's what the song is. It's the exact same song. Done. I've already proved my point.
We have like Cancun or something.
That's where Star Wars was filmed. Cancun, right? Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. And also tell them, thanks for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer. They've been on it all summer long and just great to have them on board. Well, some bad news in the music world. Kiss, Cheap Trick, REO Speedwagon were all off this Saturday due to COVID. Kiss postponed a second show on the end of their road tour. This one was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Right? North Carolina. Okay.
Raleigh. I think
and
it's
that
Raleigh,
was yeah. That was due to Paul Stanley testing positive for the virus. Tweeting a photo of him in bed, Stanley says, quote, some really rough days behind and hopefully just a few more ahead. Then I'm coming out there to see you. Meanwhile, Gene Simmons says that they're in quarantine for at least 5 days, which means Atlanta on Sunday will most likely be postponed, although they have yet to make the announcement. Adding that there's no Kiss without Paul, Simmons says that his partner will be fine because he was vaccinated. Let's see. Kiss posted another show. Cheap Trick canceled their show past Saturday due to COVID cases and the Delta variant. REO Speedwagon postponed their show on Saturday, and they're probably going to postpone more. I could go on and on. September,
October, November.
Look,
I don't even know why they thought that like even scheduling shows was a good idea, to be honest with you.
The problem was is that things were looking better. All right. We were starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. But then we just went too crazy with it. We were just like, let's take off. Everyone go crazy. Let's start making out with each other. Throw away our masks. We don't need. Yeah. And then it got worse.
Here's the thing is that I think we can all agree that probably the worst months of this virus is October, November, December, right?
The cold weather months because the sun shines out as much. And yeah.
There's something about the colder months. The disease likes to come around more often. So why are we trying to like do all this stuff right before these months?
Yeah.
To like get people together and spread the virus. It's just, trust me. I'm all for doing things and having fun and going out and doing. But if we can kind of just walk on eggshells for a second to maybe...
Exactly.
Harness it a little bit so we can still do something at least during the winter months.
We're all excited to get back to normal. I get it. But this is just right now. It just seems like every single day I'm hearing about another band or tour or concert that has been canceled. This isn't the first or the last of many that are going to be shut down, that are going to be completely shut down. So it sucks, and I hope we get to the end of this, but right now I think we might just need to chalk it up as the tours we were hoping to see might have to wait until next year, possibly longer. We'll see. But
it's crazy.
Do the drive-in ones, or we'll all just wear, like, what are those big suits that people like, the hazmat suits, you know? I'll wear a hazmat suit to a show, sweat my balls off in it, but it'd be worth it. But, all right, so unfortunately, some COVID-canceling news in your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, August 30th. What was it? 1981. That's what it was. The Rolling Stones released the album Tattoo You. Awesome album.
Nice.
Had the hit song Start Me Up on there. Stop Me Up.
The Stones, man. I learned a lot about the Stones last night in the ZZ Top documentary I watched on Netflix.
Did you watch The Biggest Little Band from Texas? The ZZ Top one? Dude, that's so good. It was good.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Stones are a pretty big deal. I don't know if you know that or not, but pretty big deal. All right. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.